CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-check-in list, then we'll go to new amateur radio operators, and then we'll go to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, with the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred, tell Miss Isla we said hello. KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan, one of our Saturday night net control operators, he's in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Nathan. KO4QLG, that's Chris, and Chris is in Liberty. Appreciate you being there tonight, Chris. K4OSH, that's Pat, he's in Malden. KJ4UHF, that's Jack over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jack. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. KI4LZI, that is Andy in Table Rock. KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. KJ4HKC, that's John in Belton. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability tonight. And now we're going to take a pause for brand new amateur radio operators who just got their license or haven't had it very long and really aren't sure of the protocol. Just throw out your call and I'll take care of the rest. Okay, nothing hard there, but who knows, maybe we'll keep trying. Maybe we'll get some new operators here in the short term. No EchoLink stations that I see on the EchoLink list, so we're going to go right into the RF section for Saturday evening. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Team Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
Hey, Amy, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, that's a good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're over in Piedmont. You're sounding good as usual, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Good to have you tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to poke your head in the door and say hi this evening. You guys take care and stay safe. And KM4BLH, that's Kurt. He's sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you tonight, Kurt. Appreciate you taking time to check in. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KB2BYQ. That's Dave, sounding good as usual from Easley tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. Take care, stay safe. We'll jump on up to the Echo Through Hotel group, Echo Through Hotel, station with the first letter with the suffix of their call. It begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and let's stick around for a little bit of chat.
Okay, Harry, you might have this one to yourself. Net Control like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Got you down for Greg Chu, Harry. We will be back to you in a little bit. Any others in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, Harry has that group all to himself. And the rest of them are going to come in on a second shift, I'm sure. We're going to move it on up to the India Through Lima group. Station with the first letter suffix they're called begins with letters I through L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Have you? In the same year, well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy, Dave. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DJW. Dave, thank you for keeping this net one of the best in the Southeast. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV. My name's Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 14664 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 14664. That's just a click or two up from where we are right now. And it has a PL tone of 91.5. So be sure, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, dial in to 14664, put a PL tone on it, 91.5, and check in with Sid tomorrow night. I'm sure you will enjoy that. He would appreciate you being there. They have a really good net. And you might hang around afterwards if they have the slow scan TV net. You might learn a thing or two there. Anyway, Sid, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Always good to have you back on the air. You gave us a little scare there, but you sound like you're back to normal now. Good to have you back to normal. Appreciate you being here. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, it's the people that check in like you that make the net the greatest net or one of the greatest nets in the Southeast. It's not the net control operators, although they have a hand in it, but it's really the people that are checking in that make it a good net. So we appreciate you, Larry. Appreciate you being there. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. KO4JKV, that is Duncan over in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Duncan. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike Through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt, up here at Lake Bowen in Edmond. And thanks again, Dave, for helping me out Tuesday night when I had that problem with the internet. But I'm going to put a router straight into my solar tomorrow, so I will be totally off the grid. Thanks again, Dave.
Net control. Check in Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4FAG, Melvin in Hendersonville. And also check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife, fam. Thanks for calling the net. And hello to everybody on the net, 7-3.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7-3 to you, Dave, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
CJW. And now, Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, there's another great group. Net Control like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt, our Tuesday night net control operator. And Walt, appreciate you having the wits about you to pass it over to me while you got took time to do it right, to get it fixed and figure out what was going on there. Because I didn't think of that. You did. And I appreciate you thinking, being quick on your toes and thinking of a way out, right? That was really good. It's going to happen to everybody. Everything man-made is going to do that, right? You just happened to draw the short straw that night. But anyway, appreciate everything that you do, Walt. You're very, very good at it. People really like you when they're checking into the net, so we appreciate you hanging tough and hanging in there. Next show I'd like to recognize W4MHE. That is Melvin, who's over in Hendersonville. Bring with him KZ4PAM. That's Miss Pam. Good to have you with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Miss Pam we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KO4NNH, that's Fred. He's mobile over in Piedmont. Be careful on the mobile out there, Fred. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And I've been checking in this call sign for the last 15 years, I think. Gary and I both. KG4PFI and KG4QLQ. I could enter them in my log blindfolded. We appreciate your persistence and always being there, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And thank you for being here, one of the longtime favorites on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good to have you with us tonight. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, now we're going to move it on up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm in Campobello tonight. And also check in my husband, KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. We will both be negative for traffic and comments tonight. Thanks, and have a good evening.
W4DJW. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2, Tango, W2T. Rusty, over here and more. No traffic, no comments. Good evening, Dave.
Oscar 4, Tango, Juliet, Quebec. Good evening, Nat Control. Johnny checking in. Mobile, coming through Greer, headed to the homestead in Campobello. Negative and negative.
All right, there's another good group. Net Control like to recognize KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna bringing with her KO4NUE. That's Chad. They're over in Campobello. Good to have you with us tonight, Anna. Till Chad, we said hello. That's our standby net control operators and one of our Saturday night net control operators. Appreciate you guys calling the net and helping out when necessary, being on standby. That's kind of hard to do, but appreciate you guys doing that. WU2T, that is Rusty. Good to have you. It's tonight, Rusty, from Moore, South Carolina. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being there. And KO4TJQ, that's Johnny, who is mobile in Greer, headed to Campobello. Good to have you tonight, Johnny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Stay safe out there on the roadway. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. This is N4RLX, pilot and cross anchor, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize N4RLX. That's pilot, sounding good from cross anchor this evening. Pilot, you're coming in exceptionally well. Good to have you checking in with us this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to do so. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, we're going to move it on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z. And would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
W4DJW. Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Keith, Columbus. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on there. Just check me in and out, but I'll be listening.
In Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also, my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73, and thanks for calling in tonight, Dave.
For DJW. And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
All right, net control like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan over in Piedmont. You sounded good tonight, Alan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4ZHF, that's Keith in Columbus. Keith, you've come in exceptionally well. Those leaves are falling off the trees, and we can tell it because you're coming in. You're making an easy trip now that the leaves are falling off the trees. KX4YM, that is Scott. He's bringing them with him. KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary. They're over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Keith, or Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary, we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KN4VWA, that's Stephen over in Inman, South Carolina. Enjoyed our flying session today, Steve. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Looking forward to our next flying session. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy over in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good as usual. We do have an EchoLink station, so we're going to pause for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, and Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP through phone relay. And we'll be negative and negative, Dave, but thanks for calling the net in 73.
Okay, net control would like to recognize W2MJB, that's Mark, bring with him KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy over in Simpsonville, Miss Wendy by telephone relay. And that's our Sunday and Monday night net control operators. So, Mark and Wendy, thank you very much for what you do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We do appreciate it. And we do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. W4, never give up. Phil and Bowling Springs, negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize W4NGU. That's Phil, sounding good from Boiling Springs this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Phil. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And any other stations, we're going to go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray / G. I'm mobile between Hendersonville and Bavard, and I'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you.
Net control. Internet, if you will, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf, KO4. ISG, Danny, over here, Gastonia. 7-3s, good night, good net.
4 is DJW. 4 Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, and I'm at the station of Alice, K4KAE, and would you check her in as well, David, and we thank you again for your work over here the other day. Over.
Yeah, 4DJW, please check in and out, KJ4. BKI, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack and Rock Hill.
DJW. Dave, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland and we live in Pickens. Negative, negative, and good evening to all.
All right, there's another good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX / AG. Congratulations, Patrick, on your upgrade. You now have a whole lot of privileges you have to explore. So enjoy the tour. You got a lot of learning to do. Appreciate you checking in with us this night. Be safe out there on the road between Hendersonville and Brevard. Don't take any unnecessary risks. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You sounded good. And once again, congratulations on the upgrade. That's a lot of hard work, and you deserve a pat on the back. Take a break and enjoy your newfound privileges. And we've got KO4ISG. That's Danny. Sounding good from Gastonia this evening. Good to have you this night, Danny. That's quite a trip from Gastonia you're making with regularity. We appreciate you doing that. That's impressive capabilities you have there. And W4FHJ, that's Gene. He's bringing with him K4KAE. That's Miss Alice. They're over in Taylor's. And Gene, I was quite proud of our job that we did together hanging that antenna. The whole thing is in the sky. That's pretty good. Pretty good work. I had fun doing that, and I know you did too. And I hope Miss Alice gets lots and lots of use out of that antenna. Radiates lots of electrons. Anyway, you guys be safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KJ4BKI, that's Jack, who is in Rock Hill and who is the recipient of the Wednesday night number 50 door prize. So Jack, you're the 50th check in this evening. So you get the 50 door prize. You can stop by this net next Wednesday when KI4DOS Gary is calling the net and claim your door prize. That's probably just a pat on the back. But anyway, be sure and stop by with Gary on Wednesday night and collect your Wednesday night door prize for being number 50 on the Saturday night Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good to have you tonight, Jack. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, that is Roland, sounding good from Pickens this evening. Good to have you tonight, Roland. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're number 51. You missed it by one. Oh, well, keep trying. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
K4WFU, Ken in Simpsonville, in and out.
Charlie Echo Foxtrot, and I'm checking in from Emma. This is Andrew, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Sitting by the campfire on the HT.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4CEF. That is Andrew out in Inman sitting by the campfire on the HT. And that's what we used to do at the mini field days. We'd actually call them that, by the campfire on the mini field day in the evening. Anyway, Andrew, appreciate you being with us. Hope you're enjoying the evening by the campfire. And K4WFU, that's Keenan in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Keenan. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Would you like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, sounds like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops between RAG2s for check-ins. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler. Harry, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW and everybody else out there listening. Some of you folks ought to join in on the RAG2 here. You hear all kinds of interesting things. It's KC4EZN. Good evening, Dave. We had a little bit of fun the past couple of days. Radio club up in Madison County, located at Mars Hill, which is where the Hamerlin Radio Factory was in the, I think it shut down in the early 70s. But anyway, they have started a little special event thing to celebrate, I think, the 100th birthday of, hold on a minute, I'll tell you what his name was. Oscar Hamerlin, who basically lived from 1861 to 1945. Anyway, the call was Whiskey 4 Hotel, and I operated not as much as I wanted to, but I operated with my 10-tech Corsair 2 on the FT-8. So I was trying to mixing took an old radio that was kind of commemorating an even older radio and using the latest technology on it. Was really surprised. One night, I think I made 50-some contacts on 160 meters. Seems like here lately, the lower frequency bands have been really, really hot. When I turned the radio on tonight, it was on 17 meters, and the waterfall was completely clear. It was completely clear on 20. Then I went up to 40, and it filled up, and that's where I've been sitting ever since. But anyway, I had a whole lot of fun. Pass it back to you, Dave, W4DJW, KC4ECN.
Well, I'm thinking that Oscar Hammerlin is probably the creator of the Hammerlin receivers that you see, the big ones, though. I mean, the really big ones that take up your whole desktop if you're not careful. I'm thinking that's who that was. But I was... My mystery antenna has been down for a while. My super loop has been down, so I haven't seen any waterfalls in a while. So you start to talk about waterfalls, I'll probably rehang my mystery antenna tomorrow and maybe even get the super loop up out there, because I do kind of miss it. I used to run Whisper 24/7/365. Never turned it off on a flex radio. Well, it's kind of like a flex radio, but it's a flex knockoff. It only does 10 watts. And I usually don't use that. I usually only do 1 watt. So got to get that back up. Was over at Miss Alice's house, and she showed me her station. She does FT8, by the way. She's got this big quilt where she worked all states, and she's got cards that she used, some kind of a ink that you can get that goes on a card. You can, like, copy in the QSL card and transfer it to some kind of a medium and iron that on a piece of cloth and then stitch that on a quilt. And she's got a quilt full of QSL cards from all 50 states. So she's doing good. And she used FT8, I think, on some of those. So you got me wanting to get my antennas back in the sky here.
WKC4EZN. Well, lay it on the ground and see if it works. I did a presentation a couple of years ago at our ham fest on antennas, and as you poke around out there, you find all kinds of stuff on the internet, and when I say lay it on the ground, I found one guy had an antenna who basically he took some green wire so it would hide in his grass, made a big square in his yard, and hooked it up to a tuner and said that it worked. Now, also, and again, as I said earlier, when that tree fell on the other end of my antenna, I think it almost worked better. I've got it back up, not quite where it was, but still back up in the air, but I'm not real sure. But what not having one end laying under that tree, it might not have worked a hair better. So just because you can't get your antenna up in the air doesn't mean it necessarily won't work. Give it a try, y'all. It frustrates me. I can understand seeking total perfection, and I get a little bit tickled at listening to people talking about cutting their antenna for resonance on a particular frequency especially when you're looking at 75 and 80 meters. When the sun shines on that wire and it stretches a little bit, you're no longer resonant at that frequency. But then again, if you've got one place that you like, there's nothing wrong with honing the thing down to get it just exactly perfect, too. Nothing wrong with either way, y'all. My whole thing is give it a try. So maybe lay that Wonder antenna down on the ground and see if it'll load and see what it'll do. W4DJW, KC4EZN, excuse me, mystery antenna.
Well, Harry, that's, I would do that, but it's kind of confusing to me because I can see it through the bathroom window upstairs has a portal, and I can see the center section of the mystery antenna through that portal. The center section is supposed to be 50 feet up in the air, but it's down there even with a second floor portal window. And then when I was outside getting up leaves, I noticed that the feed line was making a loop that was about a foot off of the ground. So the antenna has not come down to the ground all the way. The leg that is on the southbound, because it went north-south so that I could get east-west, so it could get Japan and Europe. So the northbound leg, I think, is still up in the tree. This intersection is even with the eyes at the second floor, and I don't know where the southbound leg is. So I'm not going to transmit on it until I find out where that southbound leg is. And I'm going to have to do more than just gaze at it while I'm getting up leaves or looking out the bathroom window. But, yeah, I do need to figure out what's going on there before I transmit. I can put it on receive. I can leave it receiving and see what happens. I'm liable to get some stations on receive. But I wouldn't want to transmit till I know what leg is going where. Anyway, that copper-clad steel, that 14-gauge copper-clad steel will help with that sun issue. My mystery antenna used to stretch like crazy because it was just copper that I got from Home Depot before I knew what I was doing building antennas. I had no clue. I said, okay, I need some wire. Let's go to Lowe's and get a bundle of wire. That's what we did and built that. And that thing has broken over the last 15 years. That thing has broken probably, I don't know, five times, six times. So it's got like five or six patches in it. And it's constantly stretching and bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's nowhere close to the original size that I cut it. But it still works. If it still works, don't fix it. But the copper clad and the copper clad steel, or the clad, it's clad with steel. And that steel's supposed to resist stretching in the sun. And the 14 gauge is smaller, so it doesn't catch as many sun rays to heat up as bad. So that's supposed to help with that. And I imagine it does, but like you said, when you're talking about something that long, even if it's steel, it's still going to stretch and contract with temperature. You're absolutely right, Harry.
4DJW, KC4EZN. Well, the antenna that the tree fell on was made out of 14-gauge copper weld. I had built one, we got to go back 20 years now, and out of 16-gauge copper weld, and that's still pretty stout. And one day, of course steel can work hard and whatever as it swings around. I don't know what all happened. But anyway, one day I turned the radio on and the tuner went crazy. And I climbed up on the roof and was sort of looking at the antenna, and I touched one of the legs and that 16-gauge wire just broke, which that explained why it was not working well. And so when I rebuilt it, I made it out of 14-gauge copper weld, and that end that was under the tree, I had that end anchored with a cinder block. And the cinder block was about 10 feet up the side of the tree. The wire had not broken, and basically to get it back up in the air, I started cutting tree limbs away till I got down to the insulator and cut the rope. And basically had to go up and then put a new place in the other tree that it was in. But anyway, I got all that back up, and that's all I had to do with the antenna was basically pull it back up in the air. And but yeah, that copper weld wire is pretty strong. Like I say, I know that it'll hold up a 40-pound cinder block, because that's what happened. Anyway, that's got that back up, and then the other antenna I've been using, and some days it works really well, and some days it acts like a dummy load. But I think I've described this thing before, what I call my unconnected window. You use the coax, it's an off-center fed, and basically I'm using the 1656 off-center set, primarily because it keeps the short end of the antenna short, and that end's made out of RG8X coax. And I've got that stretched out across the yard, going north and south, because my other antenna goes east, somewhat east and west, so I can look both directions. And that's my other antenna, and it's about 10 feet off the ground on one end and 12 feet on the other end. But It works real well up from 10 to 40 meters because it's only 67 feet long. And that's my other antenna, and I can take it down, put it up real easy, and it hangs like an infed, but it's really an off-center fed. And I have a lot of fun playing with that because that's a weird antenna, and if you want to see the real design, Google City Wyndham. It was a Russian ham, had a problem with it. He only had one tall place to hang his antenna from, and he had to get it up in a hurry, and let his brain work and figured we'll feed it on the inside of the coax and let the outside of the coax radiate. And he put it together and it works. Have a little bit of fun with that too. Anyway, we'll bounce it back to you, Dave, and see if the second shift showed up. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, tell me what to Google again for that before you go. C-E? Like Charlie Echo, Wyndham, or what was that?
City. C-I-T-Y.
Okay. I see an image of something that's got a choke in it, so that must be it. Anyway, I'll look at that. I'll look at that a little later. Always looking at good designs for antennas. And, well, Harry, appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the net this evening, and hopefully, you'll continue to make good contacts with your antennas and glad for you too that one wasn't really broken. All you had to do is haul it back up. I think mine's broken though, because I can't see that center section getting down that low and both legs still being completely attached. It'd be like an inverted V. It'd be like an upright V. Anyway, Harry, be good. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to hang around for the RagChew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW.
Part of the second shift has showed up, as Harry would say. That's it. Please check in KI4VLW Randy, and also KJ4CRL Linda. We're up in Asheville. And just check us in and out, if you would, Dave. 7-3s to everybody, and I hope everybody has a great and wonderful Thanksgiving.
BJW. Hope you're doing well. Please check in and out to Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Check us in now, please. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, Nick Control Lock to recognize KI4VLW. That's Randy. Bring with him KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're over in Asheville. Good to have you as night, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello, and we're still looking for KJ4. JFO, I think he hasn't checked in yet. James over in Tuxedo. Anyway, if you see him, tell him we're looking for him. KJ4UHX, that's Jamie. Bring with him KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. They're over in Chesney. You're sounding good as usual, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, if I missed anyone for comments or if I missed any RagChewers, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, nothing heard. Be sure and stop by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he appreciates you checking in with him. Stand by for my net report.
W4DJW.
Go ahead.
Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Very good. We can always use one more, Richard. Net Control Lock to recognize KK4FTU. That's Richard sounding good from Slaptown this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, K4RM Fred. Also my wife, Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. N4MRY, also our son Ben, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo India Mike, KO4RIM. We're at home in Piedmont tonight. No traffic, no table.
Okay, that put us over 60 this evening. Net Control would like to recognize K4RM. That's Fred over in Piedmont. Bring with him N4MRY. That's Miss Mary. And KO4RIM. That's Joel in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Mary and Joel we said hello. Tell Joel congratulations on his ticket. I did not know that he got his license. So tell him congratulations from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet. Okay, be sure once more and stop by tomorrow night with W2MJB. He'll be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Stand by for my net report. Hey, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.